You're such an asshole.
All right, we're back. And I have a request. If you have a request, you can always go to assholeconsultant.com. I will, dear Abby, with lots of cursing and a cough. Hey, you. Okay, start at about 26 minutes as she provides a link. Video response, please. I follow most of the red pill crowd, but no one has ever talked about the effect of disfigurements from life-saving surgeries on relationships. It is emotional as well as it is physical. It kills me that everything was about her experience and no curiosity about his own pain. She says everything except, gosh, he'll make a great husband for someone, just not me, after he pulled her through this. Granted, he did let it happen. If Rollo and or Sterling could join, that would be great. Love you, Clary. Shannon, she's one of the regular, though few, females who do attend. So I had to like tune in and listen to this. And oh, Shannon, why? I thought you liked me. This was painful. And so let me give you guys, I provide a link down below. But what it is, it's an episode from the Mark Attenwood show. He's down in Australia. And I actually tuned into a couple of his other podcasts or episodes, and they're not bad. His review on James Bond movie was good. So I was kind of, I probably go tune into him a little bit more. But the short version is this. He was interviewing a woman, and it was not about disfigurement, sex after disfigurement. After listening to it, you said to start at 26. Well, I didn't know what was going on. I was just dropped in the middle of it. I had to go back and listen. Oh, I should have charged you a lot more, Shannon. Oh, my God. To figure out what this was going on. And if you listen to kind of as much of it as you possibly can, what it is this woman, I forgot what it does. Her profession doesn't matter. She had a breast cancer, unfortunately, early on. That triggered menopause. And she ended up divorcing her husband. But it was like 10 years of a sexless marriage because the menopause kicked in so early. She just didn't feel like having sex. That's kind of the watered down shortened version of it. And to provide some back to, because I know Shannon, you want me to like attack this gal. Like how dare she and the guy Well, we got to go in a little background about this gal. The gal did not have an easy life and was not mentally healthy. And so what a kind of a problem I run into is if you go to like any of the British publications, tabloids, you know, like the Daily Mail. Joker just did one on some dating, also Australian, Alana, Jana, something down in Australia. And she was complaining how she can't, where have all the good men gone, essentially. And I know certainly with the British tabloids, but how much of this is sensationalism and drama? I'm not even saying it's not true, but how much of it is, you know, by for it to be newsworthy, or I guess in this case, podcast worthy, it must be unique, not the norm, not common. And so when you hear about this gal's background, she's into wah-wah woo, chakra crystals and meditation. And I'm not against meditation. Go ahead and do it. But like, I found it when they went here, Shannon. I don't know if you're single or not, but if you are, let me give you a little bit of advice. Any girl out there, never say spiritual journey, okay? Because any guy who has his act together and is sane and stable and makes good money and didn't inherit it, he's going to be, ooh, okay. Chakra crystals, huh? Fifi's and the astrology, oh. And the gal didn't realize it, but yeah, she was very, very self-centered, very solipsistic, which you're somewhat conflicted about because the gal suffered. She suffered a double mastectomy. She had actual cancer in early menopause. And so you're kind of like, oh, I feel bad for her, as hopefully you would. But then when you listen to her background, attempted suicide, mom wasn't around. Again, you need your mom. I know you're all like pro dad and I'm pro dad too, but you need both in case you were wondering. Nuclear family, I know. And so it doesn't surprise me that with someone so, oh God. And then the, like, there was some comment she made about like, well, women are 52 and 50. Like, some like, you should be lucky to have us. And it's like, Okay, yeah, you have really, and she is a very attractive woman, sorry, for her age. I'm sure when she was younger, she, you'll go watch the previous video I did about Hot Crazy. Beauty will spoil women. Oh, beauty will spoil anyone. Money will spoil anything. Too much of a good thing will spoil you. And you can see, obviously, she was not the ugly duckling and had to learn how to do programming or STEM and fight the boys and be a tomboy and learn and then realize hard work. She probably skirted by on her looks, got into wah wah woo woo. Mom wasn't around. So it does not surprise me that she would do it. And the guy shouldn't have let it happen. Like, look, and look, guys are scum, but in some regards, they're not, where it's like, I better stick with this gal because, gosh, she got cancer. And I don't even think he would be afraid. Like, what would people think if I left? So what if I'm not getting laid? She had cancer. Like, think about this. Let's say you till death do part some gal and she gets in an accident and she's in a wheelchair forever. On like half of one hand, I could count the number of women I'd be pushing around in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives. But whoa, he could go out. Yeah. Well, it's kind of the same thing. She got cancer. Can't exactly leave her. And then if you believe, oh, and this, and that's why I couldn't have sex for her. And she said like she hated her body. This is not a mentally healthy person. I understand cancer will definitely do a toll on you and disfigurement. I understand, but God almighty, get over it. I mean, otherwise life ain't, I know that's easy for you to say, well, get over it. I had a cancer scare. It sucked. But, I don't know what limited time you have. You don't want to live it in fear and self-hatred. So this was not a stable person, but it made for good radio. If you know the phrase. When it comes to like, can you believe it? Well, yeah, I can. Cause that's what makes the news. Not, Frank in Albuquerque, New Mexico wears yellow shirt. That doesn't make the news. But Zany, perfect example. Another one, almost the same thing. The British tabloids. She's a regular on the British tabloids, which should tell you something. But she's like, I rejected all these guys, and why can't I find one now? And it's like, I bet you she was paid to say that. She doesn't really actually believe that. So there's that there. So the presentation, the episode was not really necessarily about the trials and travails this woman went through, but how menopause and the lack of desire of sex has an effect and an issue to be addressed, and which is why I really titled it that. And we already kind of had like a little bit in running with some boomer women where I said, why did your wife cut your hair short? And the answer is because she doesn't love you anymore. And there was a couple readings, not a lot, but a couple readings where you don't know, women lose their hair, it doesn't get full and flush. And I was going to call BS on a pill. No. You have all these products. You have all this moisturizing and volumizing. You have all these tricks. And you would do something. And now if it really did thin out and when it didn't look good, all right, I could understand. But I was at an old timer place, a bunch of old timers. I looked around and this time I paid attention to, okay, was their hair stringy or was it full? And I'm like, okay, there's some older gals. Yeah, okay, it's thinning or stringing. I see it. Vast majority of them, it was full gray hair, which by the way, you can dye. And so I'm like, I'm sorry, holding you up to a Sophia Loren standard. She made 70 look fantastic. I don't know what she is now, but 85. But no matter what, she's going to make it look fantastic. I know gals ain't going to be Sophia Loren. But it's like, no, you can make it look fantastic. So we did have a little bit. We ran into the, what are boomer names? Not Karen's. Phyllis's. Well, that's almost too old. Adele's. Maybe that's too old. Anyway. Where is it going with this? So, so menopause and I'm not a doctor. Yes, I'm sure menopause, your sex drive goes down. What little amount girls had to begin with. But yeah, here once again, do you love the guy or not? And if you don't want to have sex with the guy, is regardless of whether you hit menopause or not. But if you don't want to have sex with your current partner, male or female, End it. It's over. Because there ain't no reason to have a relationship if there ain't no sex. It's not all about that. No. It's like, you know, yeah, I guess the flights aren't all about the flights. I mean, sometimes maybe it's also about, well, do they have a good in-flight movie? Are the stewardesses pretty to look at? You know, is there turbulence? I guess there's other things, but generally, yeah, the flight is about the flight. And love and romance and dating and marriage is generally about physical attraction and sex. Because if you don't have that, again, we have a word for girls or guys we're not attracted to, we just like. They're called friends. And the second you're like, nope, I'm no longer physically attracted to my partner. I'm not saying that you're not in the mood 24/7. Of course not. There's times like, yeah, hey, you know what? No. But like, you're going to string a guy along for a decade and not have sex. I'd be like, no, get some on guy, by that time, guys, you have every right to get something on the side. Absolutely. But you would probably file for divorce by that time. So, I got to go back to the other one. Kills me. So, oh, and this is the final thing. I know it may upset you, you know, like how much time she wasted of the guy. But actually, I can understand this because it happens. She just wasn't physically attracted to her husband. What's she supposed to do? I mean, there's a ton of biochemical reactions going on. I can't imagine what chemo does. And then it triggers premature menopause and you lose your breasts and those sexual organs as well. So I am somewhat also as flighty and chakra-y and eat life on easy mode or not so easy mode with mom and suicide attempts and all that. That aside, remove all that. Yeah, you can't force yourself to be physically attracted to someone. And if something tragic happens where like, yeah, biophysiologically, you cannot generate whatever the chemicals or neurochemicals to find someone, there, you lose your sex drive. You lost your sex drive. That's really no one's fault. And so I'm not that upset with her or anyone else that if you hit menopause or whatever, you just don't have physical attraction anymore. You don't have physical attraction anymore. That happens. It's just whether you're going to have the balls to say, hey, I'm not physically attracted to you anymore. I want a divorce and I'm not going to take you for half. It's nobody's fault, but it's unfair to you. Consider the other person's demand, life. And that's why that's where I think you have a right to get angry. And I don't know what role is that. Dude, just to get one person else to come on the show, but to get two people of that caliber, it just, everyone's got a job. Everyone's got a life except me. All right. Let's go. Any super chats here? Watch. We'll get one or two boomer women to come in. You don't know what it's like. Yes, you're right. I don't know what it's like, but then your husband has a right to leave. But I'm on a fixed income. Nakajimi Mishima. Our Japanese agent in the field, $2. No one wants dehydrated Bucci. Ha ha. Yeah. You're the Bucci guy. Okay. All right. No one wants dehydrated Bucci. I know, like, when you have that obligatory sex, you could tell that's like, you know, you know how I could tell when a woman's having it? Because it's usually most of the time, it's always obligatory. It's like, oh, this again. Oh, with you, huh? Yeah. Yeah, with me. I guess. But yeah, you don't want to, I don't think any guy wants like, oh yeah, here, let's force this. Maxi Mike, $10. Let me guess. He married the gal at 32 and about after 3 years of rationing the boucher, this is the French word for Bucci. Is Bucci banned? Is that a banned word on YouTube? It just came out yesterday. How would they guarantee you? They probably, oh, that's too fun a word. And people are having, that's kind of a fun. That's like the word smock. I like the word smock. And machete. I think those are cool sounding. We're going to ban those too because they sound fun. For McMansion, the SUV and stuff, biology is to blame for zero desire to keep her side of the union. Leave her now. Well, you should have left her a long time ago, but for obvious reasons. It's Bucci, not Bouchi. Bouchi. Stop it, Mexi Mike. I like Boucher. That's high end. That's Edina Bucci. It's like, well, I'm getting myself some Boucher over at the Winnetka. Mexi Mike, $2. When doubting a word or meaning, Urban Dictionary. Yes, I will. Kevin Burke, $5. He has nothing to say. Thank you very much. 90 knots, even though it's one of the rare girls. There are drugs to help with sex. Yeah, it's called alcohol. We discovered it long ago to not only tolerate women, but to get you girls in the freaking mood. But now that's bad. Now that's bad. It's all bad. We're not allowed to have any fun. Any fun. Speaking of, really? What is this? Okay, that person's blocked. It's a robot. Speaking of no fun, Alex Patino, our truck driving Latino agent in the field for $5. While you are being strong along, it doesn't mean you can't play on the side with other gals. That was a lesson I learned. Happy maximum poops. Not Mexican poops or maximum poops. Yeah, if I had I known, I would have stepped out on, well, not so many. I didn't have that many girlfriends in the past. There would have been at least two girls I would have stepped out on. Absolutely. Where it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to act like that? You're out of here. But I ended up breaking up with them instead. That's it. All right, there you go. Questions, answers. AssholeConsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.